שלום, אנחנו לומדים מספר כתבי רבא שכרך.
We're reading the article concerning above reason. Article number 21. You can ask questions live during the lesson. So, Rabash, social writings, you can find this also on Kabbalah Media, concerning above reason.
While we're reading the article, hearing the article, we're trying to be together, to pass the article through the group, through our connection, so we would understand first what does Rabash write to us, because he is speaking to the spiritual vessel, the ten, just as he wrote about it himself, about the spiritual vessel, and he's speaking to that vessel. If we wish to obtain a result, although it's difficult to maintain a few things simultaneously, but by trying, the light shines on us, connects us, until we would feel that our connection between us is natural. It's a natural thing, and we need to be in it constantly, and it's not difficult. Rather, that's how it is. And in it, we will acquire all of the impressions from life and everything until we begin to feel in it the upper reality. Go ahead.
Concerning above reason. Concerning above reason, we should use this tool both between friends and between an individual and the Creator. However, there is a difference between them. Between an individual and the Creator, this tool must remain forever. In other words, we must never underestimate this tool called faith above reason. But between friends, if he can see his friend's virtue within reason, it is all the better. And yet, the nature of the body is to the contrary. It always sees his friend's fault and not his virtues. This is why our sages said, judge every person favorably. In other words, although within reason you see that your friend is wrong, you should still try to judge him favorably. And this can be above reason. That is, although logically he cannot justify him, above reason he can justify him nonetheless. However, if he can justify him, within reason, this is certainly better. If, for example, he sees that the friends are at a higher degree than his own, he sees within reason how he is in utter lowliness compared to the friends, that all the friends keep the schedule of arriving at the seminary and take greater interest in all that is happening among the friends, to help anyone in any way they can, and immediately implement every advice for the work from the teachers in actual fact, etc. It certainly affects him and gives him strength to overcome his laziness, both when he needs to wake up before dawn and when he is awakened. Also, during the lesson, his body is more interested in the lessons, since otherwise he will lag behind his friends. Also, with anything that concerns Kedusha, he must take it more seriously, because the body cannot tolerate lowliness. Moreover, when his body looks at the friends, it sees within reason that they're all working for the Creator, and then his body too lets him work for the Creator. And the reason why the body helps him shift to in order to bestow is as mentioned. The body is unwilling to tolerate lowliness. Instead, everybody has pride, and he is unwilling to accept a situation where his friend is greater than him. Thus, when he sees that his friends are at a higher level than his own, this causes him to ascend in every way. This is the meaning of what our sages said. Counters envy increases wisdom. In other words, when all the friends look at the society as being at a high level, both in thoughts and in actions, it is natural that each and every one must raise his degree to a higher level than he has by the qualities of his own body. This means that even if initially he has no craving for great desires or is not intensely attracted to honor, still, through envy, he can acquire additional powers that he does not have in his own nature. Instead, the force of the quality of envy in him has procreated new powers within him, which exist in the society, and through them he has received those new qualities, meaning powers that were not installed in him by his progenitors. Thus, now he has new qualities that society has procreated in him. It turns out that a person has qualities that his parents bequeath to their children, and he has qualities that he acquired from the society, which is a new possession, and this comes to him only through bonding with the society, and the envy that he feels toward the friends when he sees that they have better qualities than his own. It motivates him to acquire their good qualities, which he doesn't have, and of which he is jealous. Thus, through the society, he gains new qualities that he adopts by seeing that they are at a higher degree than his, and he is envious of them. This is the reason why now he can be greater than when he didn't have a society, since he acquires new powers through society. However, this can be said if he truly sees the friends at a higher degree than his own. But at the same time, the evil inclination shows him the lowliness of the society and makes him think, on the contrary, this society that you wish to bond with is not for you. They are many degrees below your own. Thus, from such a society, not only will you gain nothing, but rather even the inborn forces that you have, which are small, are larger than those within the society. Thus, you should in fact stay away from them. And if you do want to bond with them, at least see that they all obey you, meaning follow your understanding of how the society should behave, how they sit when they gather, how they study, and how they pray. In other words, either they're all serious, and God forbid that they should even smile or ever discuss the friends' worldly matters, if they make a living or how they make a living, easily or with difficulties, if he has a job where he doesn't suffer, or has a difficult landlord who gives him a hard time, or if his co-workers don't mock him for being orthodox, etc. All those matters are of no importance, and it is a waste thinking about them, for they are only corporeal matters. And on the other hand, he came to partake in an assembly of Israel for a noble purpose, which is to be a true servant of the Creator. It follows that when he wishes to forget about his corporeality, when in fact his corporeality deeply concerns him and he lets it go and does not want to remember, the friends come and begin to discuss their friends' corporeality. And he does not care about his friends' corporeality, since now he wants spirituality. So why are the friends suddenly messing up my mind with mundane stuff, which is of no concern to me at all? Is this why I want to forget about my corporeality? To make time to think about the friends' corporeality? Can this be? Thus, you'd better listen to me and stay away from them. His body tells him, and you will certainly be more successful. Why mess up your mind with such nonsense? Therefore, when the body shows him the inferiority of his friends, what can he answer his body when it comes with arguments of a righteous one? In other words, the body doesn't advise him to turn away from the society, because the body is suggesting that he be wicked. On the contrary, the body tells him, by staying away from the society, you will be righteous and you will think only about your spirituality and, when necessary, of your corporeality as well. Therefore, if a person believes that without a society it is impossible to advance and achieve love of the Creator, since this is the springboard for exiting self-love and entering love of the Creator, he has no other choice but to go above reason. He should tell his body, the fact that you see that they are not really at the degree of craving to attain the love of the Creator as your desire, as you desired, meaning, since you are my body, I see in you that you are holier than the rest of the bodies of the friends, since you wish to be a servant of the Creator. I see that you're advising me to leave the friends because their bodies already display their inferiority and they haven't the strength to conceal their improper traits. Since people normally hide the evil in them from one another so that others will respect them because they have prominent qualities. But here their evil is so great that they are unable to overcome the evil and hide it so that others will not see them. Thus, from my perspective, they are certainly ignoble. However, without a society, I will not gain anything, despite all my good qualities. Thus, above reason, I will keep that, our sages said, be very, very humble. In other words, I must go above reason and believe that they are standing at a higher degree than mine. And then, to the extent of my faith, I will be able to receive encouragement and strength from the society and receive from the society what they can give.
It follows that the only reason he is accepting the love of friends above reason is because of necessity, for lack of other options, but within reason he sees that he is right. However, it is precisely here, meaning concerning friends, that within reason is more important than the degree of above reason. This is so because, in truth, when a person wishes to bring himself closer to Dvekut with the Creator, through the work that he wishes to do only in order to bestow, the evil begins to appear in him. And the matter of recognition of evil is not an intellectual matter, rather it is a sensation in the heart. This means that he should feel about himself that he is worse and lower than the whole world, and if he hasn't come to feel it, but thinks that there is someone who is still worse than he, then he probably has not obtained recognition of evil. In other words, the evil is still hidden in his heart and still hasn't been disclosed to him. This is so because it is possible to see evil only when he has some good. For example, it is impossible to detect any dirt in the house if it is dark, but when you turn on a lamp, you can see that there is dirt there. Also, if one does not do good deeds, does not engage in Torah and prayer, and wish to draw near the Creator, he has no light to illuminate his heart and to allow him to see the evil in his heart. It turns out that the reason why he is still not seeing that there is more evil in his heart than in all of the friends that he needs more good is that he needs more good. For this reason, he thinks that he is more virtuous than his friends. It therefore turns out that his seeing that his friends are worse than he comes from his lack of the light that will shine for him, so he will see the evil in himself. Thus, the whole matter of evil that is in men is not in finding the evil, since everyone has this evil called will to receive in order to receive, which is self-love. Instead, the difference is entirely in the disclosure of the evil. In other words, not every person sees and feels that self-love is bad and harmful, since a person doesn't see that engagement in satisfying his will to receive, called self-love, will harm him. Yet, when he begins to do the holy work on the path of truth, meaning when he wishes to achieve Dvekut with the Creator, so all his actions will be for the Creator, by that he receives a little more light that shines for him each time, and then he begins to feel self-love as a bad thing. It is a gradual process. Each time he sees that this is what obstructs him from achieving Dvekut with the Creator, he sees more clearly each time how it, the will to receive, is his real enemy, just as King Solomon referred to the evil inclination as an enemy. It is written about it, if your enemy is hungry, feed him bread, for you will heap burning coals on his head. We therefore see that in truth, a person should feel that he is worse than others, because this is indeed the truth. And we should also understand that what our sages said counters envy, increases wisdom. This is precisely within reason. But above reason, his friend's merit is not evident enough to say that he is envious of his friend. So it would cause him to work and toil because his friend compels him due to envy. Baal Sulam interpreted a phrase by Rabbi Yochanan, the Creator saw that righteous were few, he stood and planted them in each and every generation. As it is said, for the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he has set the world upon them. Rashi interprets, spread them through all the generations to be a basis, sustenance, and a foundation for the existence of the world. Few means that they were growing fewer. Hence, what did he do? He stood and planted them in each and every generation. Thus, by planting them in each generation, they would multiply. We should understand how they would multiply if he planted them in each and every generation. We should understand the difference between all the righteous being in a single generation and being scattered through all the generations, as is understood from the words of Rashi's commentary, that by spreading them throughout the generations, the righteous would increase. Bala Sulam said, by having righteous in each generation, there will be room for people who do not have the innate qualities to achieve dvekut with the Creator. However, by bonding with the righteous that will be in each generation through adhering to them, they will learn from their actions and will be able to acquire new qualities through the righteous that will be in each generation. This is why he spread the righteous in each generation, so that in this way the righteous will increase. And as was said, the same can be obtained by adhesion of friends, new qualities by which they will be qualified to achieve dvekut with the Creator. And all this can be said while he sees the merits of the friends. At that time, it is relevant to say that he should learn from their actions. But when he sees that he is better qualified than they are, there is nothing he can receive from the friends.
כבר אין מה שיוכל לקבל מהחברים. ולכן אמרו, בזמן שהיצר הרע בא ומראה לו...
This is why they said that when the evil inclination comes and shows him the lowliness of the friends, he should go above reason. But certainly it would be better and more successful if he could see within reason that the friends are at a higher degree than his own. With that, we can understand the prayer that Rabbi Elimelech had written for us. Let our hearts see the virtues of our friends and not their faults. However, between an individual and the Creator, it is a whole other matter. In other words, above reason is better. This means that if he takes upon himself faith above reason, his work is in the right direction. This is not so within reason, although a person's intellect grasps differently. In other words, every person knows and understands that if he didn't have to believe, but his providence were revealed throughout the world, meaning to all the creatures, the whole world would certainly engage in Torah and Mitzvot, and there would be no place for secular people. Rather, everyone would be orthodox.
ולא היה אז מקום לחילונים, אלא כולם היו דתיים. אבל, היות שגילוי השגחתו התברך...
However, his providence is not revealed to the lower ones. Instead, they must believe. Yet faith is a difficult thing, since the Creator gave us intellect and reason to see each thing according to our own eyes. We consider everything that concerns human relations according to our best judgment, and there is nothing that will give us distinctions except our minds. As our sages said, a judge has only what his eyes see. It follows that we conduct all our matters within reason, not above reason. And for this reason, when a person begins with the work of the Creator and he's told that he must assume faith above reason, he begins to think, But I see that the Creator gave us reason so as to understand everything according to the intellect, meaning according to the way our minds grasp. Thus, how can I take upon myself something that is against my mind? It is very difficult. It is a very difficult thing for the body to understand that it is in its interest to do the work of holiness in above reason. And above reason applies to both mind and heart. This is why not every person can enter the work of holiness in the form of bestowal, which is work above reason. And therefore, when teaching the rest of the world the work of the Creator, the order is, as Maimonides said, that they begin in Lo Lishma, not for her name, until they gain knowledge and acquire much wisdom, and then they are told that the essence of the work is in order to bestow, which is called work for the Creator. However, we should understand why above reason is better. The contrary seems to make more sense, that if serving the Creator were clothed within reason, more people would come and want to be servants of the Creator. Baal Sulam said about it that one should not think that when the Creator gives us His work in the form of above reason, it is a low degree. Rather, we should believe that it is a very high degree. Not only by that does one have a chance to be able to work in order to bestow. I'm sorry, for only by that. Otherwise, he should have to fall into in order to receive. Therefore, although more people would be serving if the work had been within reason, they would never be able to achieve dvikut with the Creator, which is the work in order to bestow. Hence, although there would be an increase in quantity in terms of quality, it would be impossible for men to be able to receive the delight and pleasure that the Creator wishes to give to the creatures according to His desires, to the good to His creations. Thus, for the delight and pleasure that the creatures will receive to be flawless, meaning to avoid having the bread of shame, there was the correction of the tzimtzum, restriction, that the upper abundance would not shine unless it was where there is equivalence of form. This is considered that the creatures receive the abundance in vessels of bestowal. And when there are no vessels of bestowal in the creatures, they must remain in the dark, which is called, they will die without wisdom. However, we should know that although there is the light of Torah in Lo Lishma as well, of which our sages said one should always engage in Torah and mitzvot in Lo Lishma, because from Lo Lishma we come to Lishma, since the light in it reforms him. Afterwards, one must reach Lishma. In other words, you should come to work above reason in mind and heart. But between man and his friend, if he can work in love of friends within reason, meaning if he tries to see the friends as being at a higher level of holiness than himself, this is certainly better. In other words, if he sees within reason that the friends are closer to Dvikut with the Creator than he is, it is certainly better than if he had to believe above reason.
Hainu,
Thus, in truth, he sees that he is at a higher degree than the friends. Within reason, he always sees the friends as low. However, he believes above reason that he should say, because it is a mitzvah, a commandment, that he should believe that it is not as he sees it. Certainly, if he can see within reason that the friends are degrees of holiness, it is all the better. Similarly, we can interpret the verse, but the Lord said to Samuel, do not look at his appearance or at the height of his stature, because I have rejected him, for it is not as man sees. For man looks to the eyes, but the Lord looks to the heart. We therefore see that when the Creator sent Samuel to anoint one of the sons of Ishai, Samuel understood that by what he saw in his eyes, that Eliab, son of Ishai, was fit to be the king of Israel instead of King Saul. But the Creator disagreed with his perception. In the end, they brought David, who was herding the cattle. And David was red-headed, with fair eyes and good appearance. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is he. What does that teach us? There are two things that we see here. One, from the perspective of Samuel, he understands Eliab's virtues according to his mind as being fit to be king over Israel. But the Creator told him, no, do not follow your own reason, since when concerning the Creator, reason is worthless. Rather, since the Creator wanted to enthrone a king, it is called between an individual and the Creator, where there is no room for reason. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways. Rather, what did the Creator tell him? For it is not as man sees, for man looks to the eyes, and the Lord looks to the heart. According to the above, we can interpret that for man looks to the eyes is good between a person and his friend. In that case, it is good if one can go within reason, that it is in accord with what one sees. This is not so with, and the Lord looks to the heart. In other words, concerning matters of the Creator, it is above reason, and one must not look according to his own eyes, but above reason. Thus, two discernments must be made here. One, between a person and the Creator, above reason is better. Two, between a person and his friend, within reason is better.
בתוך הדעת הוא יותר משובח. לכן אמר לו השם, אל תביט.
This is why the Creator told him, do not look at his appearance, since following his eyes is good between a man and his friend. If you can see the friend's merits within reason, it is all the better. But this is not so here. When I want to anoint him as king, this operation belongs to me. I want him as king. This is called between a person and the Creator. Here, the proper work is above reason, since precisely in this way, it is possible to achieve reception in order to bestow. Otherwise, he will fall into receiving in order to receive, which causes separation and remoteness from Kedusha. However, here arises a question. After one has decided to go above reason and not look at all the questions that the body begins to ask, when he begins to work on the path of bestowal and faith above reason and overcomes the obstacles, the questions that the body brings him from the world over, and closes his eyes and doesn't wish to look at anything that contradicts the mind and heart, but has decided to go only above reason. After this decision, sometimes he suddenly brings great excuses that the body must agree with. Thus he sees that now he is going within reason. But what can he do when now he sees, through the excuses he received from above, that he tells himself, what can I do now that I have no place where I can work above reason? I see now that everything I do in order to bestow is how it should be. Thus, he no longer has any questions about serving the Creator, which force him to work above reason. But since the work is primarily above reason, what can he do when he is in such a state? Bala Sulam said that when a person is rewarded with some disclosure from above, and now he feels that it is worthwhile being a servant of the Creator, it follows that thus far he had work in the form of above reason. The body disagreed with this work, and he always had to overcome, and needed the Creator to give him strength above reason. But now he no longer needs the help of the Creator, since now he feels that he has a basis on which to build his structure. In other words, he already has support on which to rely. Thus, now he is blemishing the faith that he was using before, since now he can already say, thank God, I'm rid of the burden of faith, which was a burden and load to me. But now I already have a basis within reason, because now I have received some awakening from above, so that the body agrees that it is worthwhile to keep Torah and mitzvot. It turns out that by that he is blemishing faith. And Bala Sulam said that at that time one must say, now I see that the real way is actually to go above reason, and the evidence of that is that the fact that now I have been rewarded with some illumination from above, only because I have taken it upon myself to go above reason. This is why I was rewarded with the Creator bringing me a little closer to Him and giving me some awakening from above. And this illumination that he has now received gives him an answer to all the questions. It turns out that this testifies to the above reason. Thus, what should I do now so I will continue with above reason? There is only to reinforce and to start looking for ways to dress his work in above reason. It turns out that by that, he did not blemish his faith at all, since he was walking in it before he was rewarded with any illumination from above, since even now he is not receiving the illumination as a foundation on which to build the structure of his work. Rather, he is taking the illumination as a testimony that he is on the right track, that he is in faith above reason. Only in this form of work does the Creator bring a person closer to him and gives him room to draw nearer to him, since this nearing will not let him fall into the vessels of reception, which are called within reason, since the Creator sees that he is trying to go only above reason. It follows that from all the above, the concerning above reason, there is a difference between a person and the Creator, and a person and his friend. Between a person and his friend, if he can see the friend's merits within reason, it is better. But if within reason he sees only the friend's faults, he has no choice but to go above reason and say, what I see, hear, and feel is all wrong and untrue. It is impossible that I was mistaken about the friends I have chosen to bond with, meaning that I miscalculated. That is, I thought that I would grow richer in spirituality through them since they had possessions that I did not. Hence, if I were to bond with them, I could rise to a higher degree than I thought. But now I see that, in fact, I am discerning otherwise. And I heard that Bala Sulam said that the only thing that can help a person out of self-love and be rewarded with the love of the Creator is the love of friends. Hence, I have no choice but to bond with those friends, although in my view, I would be better off staying away from them and avoid bonding with them. However, I have no choice, and I must believe above reason that indeed all the friends are at a high degree, but I cannot see their virtue with my eyes. This is the reason why he must believe above reason. But when he sees the merit of the friends within reason, he can certainly derive great benefits from the friends. But what can he do? He has no choice. However, it is a different order between a person and the Creator. In a place where one can go above reason, it is better. Therefore, when one can be assisted from within reason, being rewarded with some illumination from above, then he can say, now I see that it is worthwhile being a servant of the Creator because I feel a good taste in the work. It follows that he took this feeling that he finds meaning in the work as a basis and foundation upon which to build his Judaism. And now that he understands with his reason that it is worthwhile to keep Torah and Mitzvot, his whole foundation is built on this condition. This means that when he finds meaning in the work, he should obey the voice of the Creator. Thus, if he does not find meaning in the work, he cannot keep the mitzvot of the Creator. It is known that assuming the kingdom of heaven must be done within all your heart and with all your soul. In other words, even if he takes one's soul from him, meaning even if he has no livelihood, not even nefesh, he is still committed to being a servant of the Creator and to not present any conditions before the Creator, telling him, if you do as I wish, according to what I understand that I need, meaning that I feel a lack in this, and if you satisfy my need, I promise to be a servant of the Creator. But if you do not testify all my wishes, those I understand that I need, I cannot take upon myself everything that you command me through Moses. However, one should assume the burden of the kingdom of heaven without any conditions, meaning even above reason. Moreover, one must say, our having to work above reason is not because the Creator cannot give us reason. Rather, we must believe that it is all to our benefit. It turns out that between a person and the Creator, we should try to keep it above reason. And if he receives some reason, he should do as mentioned above.
Of course, there are things here that we don't exactly feel. There are things that we feel and are already in us, but we are advancing. Until we will come to feel above reason, within reason, and within reason, all those things and how they settle. I don't know if there's room for questions. We need to try more and more to be connected. And then, with the help of the reforming light, we'll be able to identify what belongs to below reason, and reason, what's the relationship to the friends, and the relationship to the Creator, to humanity, in general. All those things need to be clarified in us, but from the within the influence of the reforming light. The fact that he writes, it's true, of course he writes it, but if we are not finding ourselves in such states, we should know that we need to increase our incorporation in one another and the work with the light. Then we would see that this article is already in us. Okay? Yes, Shlomo. I want to ask about Rabash. Throughout the whole article, he writes about my father, my teacher, and at the end, when he gives the final sentence, he writes Bala Sulam. He kind of emphasizes it in black. Is there a reason? Rav, I don't know. When I would speak to him kind of one-on-one, he would never say, my father, my teacher. It's customary of writing it. He would say, Bala Sulam. Unless he spoke about something personal, he would say, Dad, my father, kind of simply. This work above reason, should it take place in every moment? Because in every moment the Creator awakens in us a desire. Rav, this has to come and get clarified inside a person, both what is within reason and what is above reason, and how to move from within reason to above reason, and from above reason to within reason, not be confused between these two things, a man and his and the place, and the man and his friend. It's two worlds, two levels. There are also two perceptions, two approaches. It's not that above reason there are no vessels, there's no knowing and feeling. There is knowing and feeling and attainment above reason, and there is feeling and attainment within reason. It's simply a person who is in two forms of attainment. Above reason, nevertheless, he attains that which is above his reason. It's a way to describe the mode of attainment. Okay. What is work between the work between a man and a place and a man and his friend in the ten? Rav, in the ten is when I have to come to a state where I see the friends at a higher degree compared to me, and I'm ready to serve them in anything because that's how I feel. That's it. There will be additional disturbances, states, but for now, this is the goal, to reach a state where I appreciate them. I am the little one, they are the great ones, the grown-ups, they are in connection. We spoke in these past few days about the state. They are in connection. I am ashamed in my state, my degree. I wish to be like them. And I am grateful to them for holding me, although I don't deserve to be with them, and so on and so forth. This is a feeling. Doesn't belong to a great one or a person or a small person. Rather, since a person is still not included, integrated with his ten, he feels a gap between his individuality, his I, his individual I, and the entire ten. And this gap shows him how small he is, how zero he is, and they are great and special because they are connected to one another, and the upper light is among them, and he feels himself to some extent not included with them, and that's the difference between the individual and the collective.
I don't
know how to say there. There may be some pretty words we can use, but if a group is a group, and it appears to a person this way, maybe they're not like that, but just like Rabbi Yosef Ben Kisma, it's a group, they are connected, they want, he sees them corrected because he wants to see them from his love. He sees them this way, and he sees himself as the exact opposite.
In the article, he mentioned several times the matter of being above reason, and he pointed out that if you tell yourself that you're above reason, then it's not good. You have to be in faith all the time. You have to be like hanging in the air to insert yourself into this thought of above reason, as if you can't trust in anything.
Let's continue and see. Spoke about confidence, feeling, faith above reason. Put yourself in it. I can't combine these things, so it will be clear to everyone. Let's continue to scrutinize it. Rachamim, what do you want?
What follows is that the attainment is according to the order of importance of lower, upper, the upper of the upper. How do you achieve a kli of faith above reason and use it correctly for correcting reality?
This comes and is built in a person, and a person then feels that this vessel is under his control. It comes from drawing the reforming light.
Thank you.
Okay, what are we doing next?
Oh,
we have questions. Okay. Let's start. Novosibirsk.
Good morning, Rav. In the article, it says that you can't set conditions for the Creator. Can you explain?
Of course, you cannot put conditions before the Creator. Our work has to, first of all, be in subjugation, because I'm the creature, I'm operated on by the upper force that is operating on me, and I have to subjugate myself completely. But towards the Creator, the plan of creation, the process, the purpose, but not towards that will to receive that is working in me. That awakens in me. This is the difference. So, subjugation depends towards what? The fact that I discover myself under the dominion of the Upper One. Yes, I am under His dominion, but the question is, do I disappear in that completely? And then it's a degree of Hasidism. Or I'm in the degree of the Creator's servant, and then I do my work, not only in surrendering and subjugating, but also in building the system and adapting myself properly in two lines and in the middle line. So this subjugation is selective, how shall I put it? Selective. Depends towards what?
It's the second day in a row that we're reading a complete article. And throughout the article, I wrote questions. Can I ask four questions?
Try.
First question. What does it mean to believe that you cannot advance without the group?
For the time being, you don't exactly know it. Know it meaning it is inside our vessels, in our mind, in our heart, in our feeling and understanding, that our connection with the Creator can be only through the society, only to the extent of our integration, cooperation in the right environment. That's what we need to come to, really. Nevertheless, you should see throughout the day, when you are thinking about certain spiritual matters, it is you who are thinking about them and you forget about the group. But in truth, if it's a spiritual matter, how can I think about it before I connect to the group, before I feel myself in connection with the friends? And then my questions and the answers to them and my attitude towards the Creator, the Creator's attitude towards me, they all depend on the extent of my connection with the Ten. Who am I towards the Creator? It is I who is in a certain level of connection with the Ten. And then that component is in connection, in contact with the Creator. So there is an I, but it's not the I of right now, because there's no spiritual being here. Rather, I, who is the complex I, the one who cleaves to the group, who is with them in connection, in integration, to the extent that I'm integrated by myself and I awaken them and I push them forward. These discernments are in my tendency to the Creator, to connecting with the Creator towards them. Through those discernments, the Creator is revealed, is awakened, is found in contact. Meaning, what is inside a person is not that parameter that is in contact with the Creator. We have to place ourselves in the ten, incorporate in it, see to what extent I and them become one. And then when it's clear, what is this one? Because it could be an egoistic one, different forms of that. So when I, in this way, arrange myself, then I begin to see in the effort that I made how I connect to Him. Where is the Creator here? It begins to be clarified for me from within that correct connection with the group. And then we don't have a question of is the group first and then the Creator? It's certainly this way, it's clear. Otherwise, there can never be Creator before me personally. It's only an imagination. This is the difference between the correct form of perception of reality, which is only through the connection, only through the unity. Otherwise, you are not truly, you don't truly exist. And that's why we get from above, just like we spoke about that new book. If we're not connected, we're not tied to the Creator, and we don't establish the correct form of connection between humanity and the Creator through us. And humanity's demand to us is that we would connect between us, and then it would be Israel, light, Kodesh HaBorich Hu are one, that we could be able to connect all of humanity to the upper force. We would be the right conduit, the pipeline. This is what it's all about. Okay?
Rav, two
questions. If we can connect to the Creator only through society, then what is this thing called work between man and the Creator?
That's exactly that. Where is the place? Where is the Creator? It's in the tent.
But he makes a distinction here. There are two discernments between man and the Creator, the place, where he explains about what that work is, and the second is between man and his friend.
That's with each and everyone, between him and a friend.
So what's the difference?
The difference is that between a man and the Creator, the place, is after I connect to all the friends, to the extent I'm connected with them, I have connection to that place. This is the place. Why is it called a place? Because there is no Creator without such a place. There's no light without a Kli. And that place is built out of my connection to the Ten. Otherwise, there's no place. There is no Creator.
Meaning the work of above reason between man and the Creator is something that you start doing only after we came, after the work above reason with your friends.
Within reason.
Okay, next question. He writes here,
The Creator told him, don't look, because in terms of what you see, to go, if you can see the virtues of the friend within reason, that's better.
It's not simple. It's after the work. You don't see it right away. In your ego, you cancel everyone.
That's true. But he continues and says, whereas here, when I want to anoint him as king, this is an action that's on my part. I want for him to be king, and that's called between man and the place.
You need to raise the place above reason.
What does it mean to anoint the friend to king?
Not the friend, the creator.
Oh, sorry. Okay, then.
Еще один вопрос из этой статьи. На 190 странице в первом абзаце Бальсулам Рабаш пишет, что нужно ощутить...
It says here that you have to feel in your heart that there's no way out but to connect with the friends. How do you feel that in the heart?
אחרי שבירות.
After many shatterings, despairs, after you see that your life is over, the way you are, that's how you will die, and you will attain nothing unless you cancel yourself towards the friends. And you have nothing more left. You go through a few states like that, a few inner crises, and ultimately you surrender, you give up, and you're willing to do whatever is needed. That's how it's arranged from above. There are people with a very big desire, very stubborn. Extremely, how should I put it? As if they are stupid, they're blocked. Doesn't matter how much you tell them, how much they read, how long they're in a group, how much they themselves talk about the connection with the friends, they can't do it, they can't carry it out. Because there's one thing, to talk about it, to explain it to others is one thing, but it's another thing to see that, finally you feel this is how it is. When you are incorporated with this fact that subjugation before the friends is the desirable thing. That it's not that, you know, reluctantly maybe you'll do it at one point. Rather, you want it to be this way. You begin to see how good it is that it is arranged in this way, specifically in nature. And then you begin to be a little softer, more understanding, more forgiving, and participate more. But again, this comes after many shatterings, breaking points, a great deal of crying, inner crying, jumping out of, you know, out of sleep, and in the study, it's years of work of the upper light on the will to receive. As much as we talk about it, we try to be together and sit down and talk about it and convince one another, this is all good, it hastens the path, but nevertheless you have to go through several years before it happens. In fact, the Baal Sulam says that even 20 and 30 years, I don't think that it would take that long in our time, but it's certainly a number of years. More Denis.
In the same article, on page 286, he says that a person should feel that he's worse than everyone else. I understand what does it mean that within reason I can lower myself before the friends and see that I'm worse. But can a person, in his egoistic desire, allow himself to feel worse than others?
That, too, is a result of the influence of the reforming light. A person comes to feel this way. He can't do anything about it. It's not that he can be prideful and then lower himself forcefully, you know, in his choice. No, there's no choice about it. If the light works, that's what you feel. You are the lowliest of them all. He writes elsewhere that it's best to subjugate himself, humiliate himself towards a friend. Such exercises might help, but nevertheless, it has to come in such a way that the light determines that attitude. You want to say something?
Kiev.
Gorav. Вот когда я
Hello, dear Rav.
Прошу за товарищей, когда я там, ну, чувствую, как я
When I ask for the friends, when I feel that I dissolve in the connection with the friends, this is a level called, or a degree called, faith above reason.
No, this is annulment. When I'm asking for the friends and I don't want anything for myself, only that they would receive everything, and that would be my fulfillment. I'm in them. I worry about them, and that's why I'm asking for them. And I, if they will receive, I'm already fulfilled by that. That's the measure of my incorporation in them.
If so, then what is faith above reason?
I can't explain to you. Soon. This cannot be defined in words. It's not against knowing. No, we'll talk about it. We'll come closer to that. And we have BBUK.
BBUK. What this means in the text. If your enemy is hungry, feed him bread, for you will heap burning coals on his head.
Ken?
If you have an enemy, you need to fill him with light of chasadim. These things, we need to feel them inside. If you read a text and it's not receiving a reaction from within, then soon we will read it. I think in the coming months we'll be more worthy of grasping the internality of things.
Один вопрос. Вот приходит свечение, дает
There is an illumination that comes and gives a certain feeling, and then there's the condition that I have to do something myself to, or is there some condition that can help a person not lose this illumination in order to all the time be in that tension and that state that you are given a certain taste in order to advance? Can you continue with that, or how?
I don't need to rely on this illumination. I don't need to hold on to it. I don't need to worry about the state. I need to care about my correct actions within the ten. If the actions are correct, whatever will happen, of course, this illumination will depart and then return and a different illumination and so on and so forth. I need to yearn for that. My integration and cooperation with the friends, as much as I want to be devoted to them, care about them, strengthen them, this is what I should worry about. And more illumination or less illumination is not that important to me. I look at them, their state, because this is my soul. This is the vessel of my soul.
Spain. No, Misham. Carlos.
Buenos días, Rafa.
Buenos días.
Si estamos en el mismo sistema.
Manuel is asking, if we're all in the same system, I, the friends, the creator,
una diferencia entre mi relación con los amigos.
Why is there a difference between my attitude toward the friend within reason and the creator with which it is preferable to work above reason?
My attitude toward the friend needs to be in making or building of the vessel, the soul, a part of Adam HaRishon. It's really all of Adam HaRishon, except it can't be revealed in his entirety. Is revealed. Is revealed on a tiny, tiny scale, one divided by billions, billions, billions. It's true. It's the truth. A vessel is revealed, and just like you look at the map, and it's like this entire map is tiny and includes the whole world, or you can see it greater and more detailed. Reality doesn't change. Only you see reality now as well. Meaning we have to reach a state where we are in connection with the friends within reason. That within my reason, I want to be connected to them, loving them, holding them, supporting them. Within reason, this is the map. This is the structure of my soul. This has to be in our hands. The Creator created to do. Whereas towards the Creator, we're always in faith above reason, which is above our vessels. We don't know. We discover it according to the reactions, responses of the Creator in us, how we respond to Him. But also from within that vessel, we always have that matter where what is revealed, bo'u'e, come and see. And our work between us has to be within reason. So I hope that pretty soon we'll begin to feel and locate this work and actualize between us. How do we connect between us and how in that? We begin to feel how much of that and how much in that the light changes its influence on us, ours on him, on it, how it wants to give us its form to come to know it. It will come. So there is together here work within reason and work above reason. Work within reason towards our kli, the connection between us, everything within reason. This has to be clear, and this was given to us, whereas towards the Creator, we always need to try and be above reason. Since there you always have an unknown component above you, meaning the intention, bestowal, his plan. It's unknown. Rather, you must always accept it. You must be ready to accept it in faith, with joy above your desire, in bestowal. Because the Creator is all-inclusive of all the light of Insof, the entire corrected vessel. And each time when you go from one state to another, it's opposite to what you thought about it beforehand. And that's why advancement can never come unless it's above your reason. Then in the work within you, you prepare this ability to receive each time that which is opposite you. There are no words, we'll feel it. Almata.
Hello, dear Rav. Thanks for allowing to ask. The question is, if you look at what it says in the book, it says that I have to avoid talking to the friends about corporeality, but how do you act in states where the friends themselves ask to ask for your thoughts, someone has to stand trial, someone needs something, how do you act correctly?
If we're capable of helping friends in corporeality, we must help. Yeah, of course. But our tendency should be that we're all drawn to spirituality and spiritual connection between us. Together with that, of course, if it's not a problem for a friend, if I ask a favor of him, then I can do it. But of course, gently, in a way that I don't burden him in this way that he must do it. Those things, you can't really talk about it. With us, it's not customary to work together. We don't mix corporeality with spirituality. Friends, here and outside, they have no contact, no connection. It's recommended that they have no connection until they are corrected. They can't really work together. They can work together under special circumstances for a boss. But even then, there might be problems. But if you can help them in a kind of small way that would not compromise your status, then try to help. Okay, Almata.
Kabu VG10.
Please.
Good morning, Rav, and good morning, World Kli. I have a question. Because we're talking about connection. So how do we come closer to each other in the temple?
אני לא יודע מה להגיד לך.
I don't know what to tell you. We try to talk about it more, to perform more actions, and through that we see that we're coming closer. Do something together. Try to even do certain external actions together. Try to work on dissemination together. And in this way, you'll discover closeness between you. Other than that, your virtual group, you need to certainly think about what could bring you closer. You need to feel one another. As if you are together. As if you are together. Try, maybe you have an opportunity to come, to connect, to sit together. And meet once, twice a month. I don't know where you all are, but try. If you're in a small country, like Bulgaria, like we were there, and somehow it's possible to once a month perhaps have a little one day gathering. I would highly recommend that. It adds greatly. After all, there's no substitute for corporeal connection. If you can come to our Congress, this could cover many things. Especially if you also come to the Arava. The Congress in the desert, yeah.
Rav, you said that someone can sit here for years and talk about the importance of the friends and the group, but that it's only lip service.
No, after all, years pass by, a person asks himself, what will be with me, what's happening? Such questions advance him greatly.
How to? A person, if a person is convinced that there's nothing besides the friends, he understands this intellectually, how to pass that on to the heart?
Through envy. There are no other means.
Envy passes where that which exists in the mind into the heart?
Yes. Let's move forward.